Bazaronoka kutsi bese aba sendini yaNkulunkulu siyawuselebrate lomkhosi lomkhulu kangaka.
Haleluya. Sisithe sisehla namfundisi sisehla ngalangendasi sadibana nalabaningi behla embuthweni. Haleluya. So tinendlela abantu labadifina ukungena eminyakeni lomusha. But siyabonga kubane bafundisi labakhathalela umphefumulo. Labantu umphefumulo singangena nawo 2020 ubanjwe sandla saNkulunkulu. Haleluya. Bekumfundisi ukubhekisa negelele namhla nasisebenza la ngathi noma sohliwe sikhonyaka yi. Haleluya. Pray the name of the Lord. We thank God for this time, brethren. For He has loved us with a greater love. For He has chosen us among all the inheritance of this earth. And He has given us His power to dominate the world. Tonight I want to preach to you. God has given me a subject that is very important. This subject has been in my heart since last week. It says, there is another way.
Listen,
there is another way. There is another way. Can somebody say tonight, there is another way.
Can
the church say, there is another way. There is another way. It doesn't matter what
has
happened yesterday. But God is praising another way. Better yesterday you have tried by all your powers. But you have failed. But God says tonight,
there
is another way. The Bible says,
this is my
way. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
This is the
no one comes to the Father except through me. Glory to the name of the Lord. There is another way. There is another way. If you are entering to 2020, there is another way. Let's quickly go to our Bible. In the book of Luke chapter
5.
We will read through all from verse 17. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a story that we all know. Where Jesus was healing a paralyzed man. Because in our day, there are Christians who are paralyzed. In our days, in our society, there are people who are paralyzed. But as we enter to 2020, God is another way. God is another way. For their recovery. For their recovery. God is another way. Hallelujah. Can somebody read for us, sons of God? From verse 70, Luke chapter 5. Can you hold them up? They tried to bring their friend to Jesus, but they could not bring him. Why? Because at an area or at an ark where they were seeing the
Christ,
the Bible says, the house was filled with a lot of people. The house was crowded with a lot of people. So they couldn't bring him to Jesus.
When
we are talk to church, looking for a solution, but you never found the solution.
body of the
people. We'll stop the church crowded. We have prayed over a certain condition. But you have not answered. But God said tonight, there is another way. Maybe you've been looking for job for quite a long time. But you have not found it.
Wow, God.
But God to say tonight, there is another way. Maybe you pray for your husband to come to Jesus. But you have failed. But tonight I say, there is another way. Can I preach tonight? Can I preach to somebody? Can I preach to somebody? I was blessed here in a great testimony here. This is what I love about my God. Because every time when I preach, I am touched by you and testify about my preaching. Glory to my God. Today I will touch Exodus 23. What spoke about the angels of God? One testify upon the edges of God. I will touch that one. Let's go together, let us go. God says to me, make your pride very high with your own strength, with your own power, with your own revelation. But then to enter to 2020, there is another way to approach your life. To approach your life. There is another way. Many people have taught you about other ways. But God is bringing another way. The Bible says,
it is my faith.
When the friend has found the area clouded.
Back
on top of the roof and
open and stretch it. I want somebody to understand something. They take a risk. Healthy was a drink. Because Emataila Bazaar now get a lung and do a tax
finger.
Glory to the name of God. But they were able to take that drink. Because glory to the name of God. I'm telling you, my dear, tonight, that as you enter to 2020, tell the enemy that there is another way. Tell the enemy that there is another way. Maybe you'll be praying for your husband to change his attitude. And he has not changed. 2020 has no remainder. 2020 has no remainder. Maybe you have a project that is not completed in your life. But God say it has been completed. God say it has been completed. Maybe the attendance on Sunday was not completely. But God say it tonight. In 2020, they will come in multiples of 10.
Thank you.
said, ask myself, God, are you really the God that
delays?
Are you really the God who wants us to suffer? Why did you say on your word?
Why don't I get the
job? No, it shall be open for you.
It will go down.
It will knock and it will be open. But when I knock, but when I knock, but you are not opening for
our food.
You take 20 years for me.
Why God?
And tonight God has said to me, I am the God of another way. I have put another way. My ways are higher than your ways. My thinking is higher than your thinking. My thinking is higher than your thinking. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That God said something strange to me.
What did you give me? Because
He gave me something strange.
What did I even go to be?
He gave me a strange answer.
What did I answer?
He said, Lucy.
Who did me
Lucy? I have never delayed anyone. I am not a God who delays. But you people are delaying me. Let me preach tonight. Bet you have been praying for something. You think that God is here to answer you. But God has answered you. But the problem is you. You are delaying God. You are delaying God. You are not in a position to receive. You are not in a position to receive. That is God. That He has not answered for you. How? The church of God should be apart from the other church. But the problem in our day, the problem in the house of the Lord.
They are prepared. see the angel God is assigning to his church. He said in his word. He said in his word. I am sending an angel to protect you. There is a surveillance system. There's a system that God has designed from your inside. Whether you are at night worried, it protects you. In the morning, it protects you. You go to apply for a job. It protects you. And therefore,
let's bow our heads for Jehovah. We have got an answer. I want to pray tonight. Glory to the name of God. Can you continue to 21?
One of the ways that we need to do to meet God
to
the promises meant for you. We have to obey his
angel.
We have to listen to his angel. But if you are a children of God,
now
who
pay
against the angel of the Lord?
You
keep on praying. You will never receive. Because you are not listening
to
the angel. Sometimes God will speak.
And
go and send no Pula
to
go to
Bukhari
to pick his money.
You have money, yeah.
But no Pula is too busy with other things.
No Pula
is too busy. He cannot listen to the angel. And the angel will only speak once. And he will shut up his mouth. Am I
speaking
to somebody
today?
The angel will shut up his mouth. After he declared what the
God say when you enter 2020, you shall listen to his angel.
You shall listen to his angel.
The answer of your prayer is within you obeying the angel of God. Glory to the name of God. Now I want to conclude. When you become a child of God, when you give yourself to God,
God gives you prophecy. And God
promises,
God will work against everything to oppose you. When you continue from this Bible verse, on I will drive out all the Canaanites. So that you can possess the land. But one thing that gets in trouble to understand. God said in verse 28, I will not drive all of them at once. But you will live amongst them. Why God? Why God? When I become a Christian, I feel like God will forgive me my sins and then take away everything that gives me trouble. And then when I want a job and God has given me job immediately. And when I need money, God has given me money immediately. When I want a car, God has given me immediately. But your things are not happening. But I am a Christian. Why? God say in his word, I will not drive them all at once. Why God will not drive your problem all at once? Why God cannot drive my dear problem all at once? It takes me back to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. Can we read it from verse
7?
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
Verse number 7.
I pray that God can take every pattern in my life. I pray that I can become the very holy Christian. I pray that I can become the greatest angel. I pray that everything I want will come on my head.
Don't go to put down on your feet
and
your teacher is
again. All those things are not happening.
Don't get anything for anything.
Why?
Then.
Can somebody read for us as we are about to pray?
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Is it 2 Corinthians?
In your wickedness, I'm speaking to somebody tonight.
Oh, my God.